Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 8, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, in yesterday's episode, you mentioned that your sisters as well as your brothers were very influential among the Jewish people during your ministry. But in those days, women were virtually powerless. How could they have been influential?
Alora, I'll let you in on a little secret. Anyone that believes there is a religious movement anywhere that is completely controlled by the men is a fool. The women control it in the background. There isn't a man somewhere that isn't somehow controlled by a woman, that isn't influenced by a woman. And I mean the Pope, too. There are women around the Pope that are guiding him and helping him make his decisions. He's not a stupid man. He understands that he has to seek the feminine view in situations too. And anyone that believes there is a religious movement anywhere that the men completely control is absolutely stupid, because the women have control of their husbands. All they have to do is say, hey, if you want it tonight, you better support this guy, because if you don't support him, you're not getting it tonight. And I guarantee you, this controls a lot of men. And women use this constantly. And it is the trouble that you're having right now, because several men want to support you and work with you, but their wives say, if you do, I'll leave you, and I'll divorce you and sue you. And that's why they're not working with you. The same thing is still working today, Alora.
That's kind of sneaky, Nazarene, but whatever works.
God has given his daughters a weapon, Alora, to use to do what is right, and it should be used wisely. It should only be used wisely.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back. Nazarene, what about the men that just do whatever they want to with their wives, even if they don't want to do it? Obviously, these women have no power or authority.
You are absolutely right, Alora. These women have no power and authority. They also do not have a loving husband. They do not have a caring man in their house. Any man that forces his wife, any man that abuses his wife, any man that takes her by force is a creature of darkness, a thing of profound evil. And such men as this destroy the world, because they do not understand the relationship that they are supposed to have with their wife. No man takes his wife by force. A man that cannot get what he wants from his wife by love and tender and kindness is a creature of evil and does not deserve the wife that he has. The male-female relationship is not a slave and master relationship. It is a relationship of two individuals that are supposed to love and care for each other and give to each other and fulfill each other's needs. Any man that takes his wife by force and does whatever he wants with her cannot be called a man. He is something defiled and evil and should not have the wife that he has, because he does not deserve her. He cannot get the things from his wife that he should be getting without using force and threat and terror, abusing her. And this is not a man, Alora. It is not a man.
I agree, Nazarene, and no one should have to live like that.
Any woman that lives with such a man is a fool, Alora, and she is not a daughter of God, because no daughter of God would let herself and her children be treated in this manner by an evil man.
We'll be back again.